El Columpio de Cuerda. Rope Swing. 1932. Roxana Castillo. Gelatin Silver Print. This piece from Castillo's early years demonstrates her eagerness for experimentation, present even at the very beginning of her career. The experiment of this particular instance? Long exposure photography. For those who may be unfamiliar with the term, the technique generates a sense of motion within the final image, due to the camera's shutter remaining open for a long length of time. For example, if you have ever seen a picture of someone wielding a sparkler with a streak of light trailing behind or around them, this technique is how it was achieved. The end result in Castillo's black and white photograph is more subtle than such an example, but no less impressive. A sharply upturned angle frames our perspective of a tall, leafy tree and the blur of a moving rope swing that hangs from one of its branches. Beyond the tree, passing clouds possess a smooth, almost dreamlike quality as they drift through the sky. Altogether, the motion captured by the long exposure injects a tangible energy to what would otherwise be a fairly tranquil scene. This picture held a special place in Castillo's heart, not just because it helped put her on the map in the world of photography, but because the place itself, that tree and its swing, held important meaning for her. Located on the outskirts of her hometown in Panama, Castillo would often go there to be alone with her thoughts, particularly when grappling with periods of creative stagnation or frustration. "Ideas came easily to me in that lonely place," she once said in regards to this picture. "Sometimes they would flood in faster than I could ever catch them. Being on that swing, the motion of it, it was almost as if I really was chasing them." She took this photograph right before her move to the United States. "I wanted to bring something of that place with me," she said. "I was leaving home for a new city in which I knew no one, and I wanted something not just familiar, though that was part of it. I wanted a connection to the inspiration I so often found there." Despite its clear importance to her time as a fledgling artist, Castillo frequently expressed reluctance to talk about some of the ideas that she did manage to capture while in that place. The most she ever said on the matter was this: "There is a reason why this photograph was taken during the day, and not just for technical needs like lighting. As much of a refuge as it was for me, I learned not to linger there after nightfall. It is no secret that thoughts can turn dark once the light of day fades, but this was something else. The handful of times I stayed there into the night, I don't know. It was the strangest thing, but I could have sworn that I heard whispers. Whispers coming from the tree itself. Not the rustling of its leaves, but from somewhere within its dark and gnarled trunk. Or even deeper still, down in its roots. The wind would mask the sound, but I could still hear snatches of it even after the wind died and everything else fell into silence. I can't recall precisely what I thought I heard, only how it made me feel. The thrill of cold that ran through me. Even now, with so much time and distance between me and that place, when I look at this picture, sometimes I swear I can still hear those whispers, buried beneath the rustling leaves." Are you an artist who wants a bit of danger in your creative process? No, not the metaphorical danger inherent to pursuing a creative career in a world that values the result of artistic labor, but not the labor itself. But physical danger, in that the tools involved must be handled with extreme care and caution, lest grievous injury occur. If that sounds up your alley, and you are at least 18 years old, try out our brand new glassblowing workshop. Learn how to shape molten hot glass into beautiful works of art. Literally breathe life and substance into your wildest imaginings. Be sure to sign up soon, as class sizes are small to ensure enough time for all students to use the estate's recently acquired furnace. Additionally, we are pleased to offer this course free of charge to all patrons. Please note that this is due to the furnace's habit of reshaping projects into something radically different from the creator's intended vision. With such a high chance for disappointment, the estate did not feel comfortable charging money for this class. But in better news, the most recent trial runs of the workshop have had zero instances of animate creatures made of molten glass leaping from the furnace and attacking the students and instructors. That got worked out in the alpha tests. So that danger you're looking for? It rests only in the mundanity of working with extremely hot substances. Remember, sign up soon before space runs out. Letter from Annabel Godfrey to Roxana Castillo, 1961. Ink on paper. My dearest Roxana, words cannot express how deeply I feel your absence here, and yet I shall persevere nevertheless. Otherwise, this letter would be rather futile, wouldn't it? I also hope that your mother's health has continued to improve. It was so gratifying to hear from your last letter of the return of some of her energy, albeit modest in scope. May her progress remain steady. To that effect, you are no doubt aware that I've sent along a care package with this letter. I don't know if hot toddies actually aid in the body's recovery process. Doctor friends of mine insist that the answer is no. But I know that when I'm under the weather, I always feel a bit better after I've had one. And so I've sent everything you need to make a nice batch of the stuff. But as I mentioned earlier, I miss you terribly, my darling. I find myself passing by your self-portrait without even meaning to. My subconscious drawing me to your likeness in the lack of your physical presence. And I wonder, is the butterfly in that painting perched so delicately upon your lips a real species? Or is it something that sprung from your imagination? If the former, might I request a photograph of the real thing, should one be easy to locate? I find its colors so striking and would love to add a picture of one to the collection. A companion piece, as it were, to your self-portrait. But there is another of your pieces that I frequent more purposefully nowadays. Rope swing. Of all your work on hand at the estate, I am most strongly pulled to this one. I suspect it has something to do with the fact that it was taken not far from where you now reside. As if we might be brought closer together, pulled through time and space, through the shared experiencing of this lonely tree and the swing that hangs from it. Though I don't believe you intended it as such, this photograph seems as much a portrait of yourself as Butterfly Woman. Maybe even more so. Where the painting depicts your physical likeness so beautifully, the photograph captures something of your inner life, crystallizes it and brings it out into the light. The solitude of that place and your attraction to it speaks so much to your private nature, a nature that thankfully you don't mind being tested by someone as gregarious as myself. Truly, it is a marvel that you put up with me, a fact that I am immensely grateful for. I wonder if you are there now, even as I write this. I wonder if you are looking up from that swing into those branches, from the same angle I view them in your photograph from nearly 30 years ago. How much has that tree grown since then? Can you even see the sky through its branches anymore? And if you are there, what inspiration has come to you, breaking through the noise of your thoughts? What new ideas spin through your mind? Whatever they are, I hope they are leading you down bright and exciting roads. You likely noticed, in addition to the hot toddy ingredients, that I also enclosed a small locket in the package. Inside you will find a lock of my hair tied with a ribbon from your collection. Forgive me if this seems a bit old-fashioned, but I sincerely hope that you will wear it, especially if you are indeed venturing out to that old haunt of yours. You told me once of darker thoughts tending to find you there, and, well, I hope this locket will help keep them at bay. Letitia recently went through a trying experience and said that a similar gift helped anchor her. Perhaps, if needed, this will do the same for you. Write soon. All my love. Annabelle.
Thank you for listening to the Godfrey Audio Guide. This episode was written, produced, and performed by Nicole Knutson, with sound design and editing by James Ferrero. It was produced on unceded Tongva and Chumash territory. Enjoying your trip to the estate? Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And consider telling a friend about us, or two, or three, or everyone you know. For information on episode transcripts, ways to support the show, and where to follow us online, please visit our website, thegodfreyaudioguide.com. Until next time, friends, see you back at the museum.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.